WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So we here at the Brian Lehrer Show have been tracking the worldwide food crisis for the past month or so, as you know. But today in the New York Times, there was a fascinating little piece about a different sort of food shortage. No supermarkets. We want to hear from you. How close do you live to your neighborhood supermarket? And that's a real supermarket, you know, not just the souped up bodega down the block. Has it gotten harder to find fresh fruits and vegetables and non-processed foods? And what do you do to make up for the lack of a real supermarket if you're in an area with a situation? Do you have to make several stops or travel a long distance? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. The Times story reveals a few interesting facts and trends. One of them says the recent study conducted by the Department of City Planning estimated that as many as 3 million New Yorkers live in what are considered high-needs neighborhoods, that is, communities characterized by not enough supermarkets and too many health problems. 3 million not enough supermarkets and too many health problems. Within those dense urban areas, the article says, the study estimated that 750,000 people live more than five blocks from a grocery or supermarket. So let's talk about neighborhood change. First, how do you feel about this? If you are outraged, express your rage. Secondly, if your neighborhood supermarket has disappeared, what's there in its place? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And what do you think we should do about it? You know, there's a related piece in the New York Post today about the Bloomberg administration's push to encourage these fresh fruit carts in neighborhoods like the South Bronx and East New York. The first 500 fresh produce carts will be placed in the South Bronx in July as part of a citywide effort. The article cites a recent survey as well. 10,000 New Yorkers were asked, how many servings of fruits and vegetables did you eat yesterday? And in 9 out of 12 Bronx neighborhoods, more than 15% answered none. So is that a question of availability or is that a question of something else? What needs to be done about this if your supermarket has been replaced by a what? By a what? Gene in Manhattan. Hi, Gene.
Hi.
What supermarket was it? Where was it?
We used to do Superstore on 72nd and 1st, and we just closed, and another duennery will open, and there is, you know, in about 6 blocks, there's already 2 Duane Reed, so I don't know how many Duane Reed we need. And, you know, I thought maybe another supermarket will open, like, you know, something a bit high-end, like a Trader Joe or Whole Foods, but no, we're going to have another Duane Reed.
I think New York is now actually officially a social experiment in how many Duane Reeds a city needs. And we have not yet found out the answer, because Duane Reed just keeps opening them. Thank you for your call. Here is, Melon, is it, in Carroll Gardens?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, well, we used to have a Key Food, and now we have a CVS, and we were supposed to have a Whole Foods, but they bought property on kind of toxic land, so that's a problem.
Whoa.
And we're about to have a bank taken over by Trader Joe's, but that's, you know, quite a distance away. So we're left to, you know, finding rides to Fairway in Red Hook. So so we have no grocery store anymore in Carroll Gardens, though we have million-dollar properties.
What do you do?
What do I do? I go with my hitch a ride with my friends to Fairway.
And what's needed?
what's needed is a grocery store. And I guess they have to sort out the Whole Foods situation that's going to sort of bridge between Park Slope and Carroll Gardens. And then for the other part of Carroll Gardens that's closer to Brooklyn Heights, they'll have Trader Joe's, which will probably not do well by the Arab community on Atlantic Avenue. So, so I don't know. We have more banks and more CVSs and Dwayne Weed's and all that. Yep. So I'd like the rest of Manhattan.
Mellon,
the bankification.
Mellon, thanks. Now, you're in Brooklyn, right? Carroll Gardens. So we've got a Lower East Side one, I guess an East Side one, and a Carroll Gardens one. How about Stanley and Ditmas Park? Hi, Stanley.
Hello. I'm a little further south from the previous caller on the other side of Prospect Park.
Right.
We had an Associated supermarket about a block and a half from me on Cortelia Road in Brooklyn, and they closed in the last year. They were taken over by the Flatbush Food Co-op, which had been in very cramped quarters down the block. It's now beautiful and spacious, but rather pricey. So if you just want a place within walking distance of my home to buy an inexpensive quart of non-organic milk, there isn't any.
Is the food co-op the answer? I know one of our WNYC employees is considering helping to found a food co-op in Fort Greene, partly over this lack of supermarkets. Do you think food co-ops are the answer?
The organic food co-ops are wonderful things, but again they're very pricey.
Yeah.
This is very upscale stuff, and in this neighborhood, which is a mixed neighborhood economically, there is more places, some places needed that are a little bit lower scale.
So you had an Associated in your neighborhood, and what did it become?
It's the Flatbush Food Co-op.
Oh, that became the food co-op.
Yes.
I see. So at least it turned...
But that's not new. They just moved across the street into the more spacious quarters.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much. Marianne in Riverdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marianne.
Hi. Well, we used to have a D'Agostino, and we have another Key Food supermarket up here in the area where I live. D'Agostino closed up, and we now have a CVS instead. At the next corner, the next block, we have a Rite Aid drugstore. We have a small drugstore at the corner, one comparatively small supermarket in this whole area. There are a lot of senior citizens living in this area. I can take my car and I can go to ShopRite, which is quite a way away, and do my shopping there. Or I go downtown and go to Trader Joe. But many people in this area are not able to do this, simply because they're too old and too frail or not able to drive. So they are absolutely stuck. And I don't know why we are allowed to have two huge drugstores, one of which would be absolutely sufficient.
You should at least get a good price war going on toothpaste or something, don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's true.
But thank you, Marianne. But profit margin just is not the same for a supermarket than it is for a CVS or a Duane Reade or a Rite Aid or the other CVS down the block from the first CVS that's a little bit smaller. You know blocks like that, right? The profit margin is not the same, and the supermarkets are going out of business. And certainly government hasn't figured out if there's anything government can do about it. Can you zone storefronts, individual storefronts, for supermarkets? Probably not quite that way. So they're trying things like these food cart placements in the South Bronx and East New York, neighborhoods in dire need. But as we're hearing, this is not just about really poor neighborhoods. This is about Ditmas Park and Carroll Gardens and Riverdale and Peggy and Flushing. You're on WNYC. Hi, Peggy.
Yes, hi, Brian. First-time caller.
Thank you.
I live in North Flushing, and there are two supermarkets that have closed. One is Caturo's, and there's a Rite Aid now. And the other one is a Key Food, and there's a CVS. And the curious thing that bothers me is that these pharmacies, they don't only sell prescription drugs and related to health, but they sell junk food. They sell potato chips and things that really processed foods are not healthy for individuals. And I think there should be some kind of bill introduced that pharmacies should be pharmacy-related products, have pharmacy-related products.
And people buy food at pharmacies as you were indicating, because pharmacies, especially these big ones that are taking over these big supermarket spaces, sell more and more food. But it is all packaged food. Pharmacies do not have produce sections.
Right.
Pharmacies do not sell anything that grows in the ground until it's processed and put in a plastic bag.
Exactly.
And so, Peggy, thank you very much. Well, let's follow up on this as we're coming to the end of our time for this call-in. And I'm curious about two things as you keep this going on our website. Three things, really. Keep posting your stories. Almost all seem to be pharmacies. Is it all drugstores? Just tell us from your neighborhood, wherever you are, in the five boroughs, out of the five boroughs, if you've had a supermarket that's closed, what's there now? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. While you're there, propose something. What can be done about this? We'd like to follow up on this. What can be done about it if this lack of food, lack of available, cheap, basic food, this kind of food shortage instead of the global food shortage that is being talked about in the news so much and rightfully so. What should be done about it, in your opinion? And based on our callers, this is very much a city phenomenon. Is this happening in New Jersey? New Jerseyans, has this happened to you? Go post at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and tell us if supermarkets are closing near you too, or if this is more of an urban phenomenon. New Jerseyans, people on Long Island, people in Westchester, Connecticut, etc. All right? WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, keep this going. We're going to follow up after we get some patterning from you as to what's going on out there and some suggestions as to what might be done about it. So go to our website and further this conversation. But coming up in a minute, we will look at some of the great all-time New York Post headlines. Stay with us.